ECZ delays in reviewing Freddie Membe's notification documents. Five miners rescued alive after 17 days underground in Mumbwa. More die of suspected Ebola as WHO warns that numbers will rise further.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Electoral Commission of Zambia is currently processing the nomination of Freddie Membe of the Socialist Party as a presidential nominee for the 2026 general elections on August 13th. Mr. Freddie Membe, together with his running mate Dolly Kabanda, arrived at the Mulungushi Nomination Center for presidential candidates this afternoon and are yet to be processed by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. And the nomination of presidential candidates for the August 13, 2026 general elections has entered its day three, with only one aspirant successfully filing papers out of the six expected candidates. Leadership Movement presidential candidate Richard Sulumba, accompanied by his running mate Kamweneshe Kayela and party officials, submitted his nomination and was declared qualified to contest by the Electoral Commission of Zambia chairperson Mwangala Zolumes. Ms. Zolumes said Mr. Sulumba met the requirements under Article 100 of the Constitution of Zambia, Amendment Act No. 2 of 2016 and Regulation 11 of the Electoral Regulation. She also praised him and his party for consistently participating in by-elections since 2022.
Most of all the by-elections we've had from 2022 to date, you have taken part. You've been there with us. And I think that's how it should be as a political party. Whether you win or lose, you keep on. And you've been there. So I wish to congratulate you for that particular one, that you've enriched the electoral process in your participation in the elections that we've had. Thank you.
From the original six development parties, Development People's Party President Dr. Kafula Mubanga and Exodus Party for Peace and Prosperity leader Moses Mawera have withdrawn from the race to support other candidates. Still expected to file today were Patriots for Economic Progress PEP leader Chandaka Totowe, Bishop Trevor Mwamba, and Socialist Party President Dr. Freddie Membe, who was still being attended to at broadcast time. Speaking after his nomination, Mr. Sulumba said he was on the ballot to ensure that if elected, mines and minerals would be owned by Zambians. The ECZ's nomination process continues as parties continue to work and meet their legal requirements ahead of the polls. With only one candidate confirmed so far, attention now shifts to the remaining aspirants to complete their filings before the deadline. Five miners were trapped underground for 17 days at a Mutala gold mine in Nangoma constituency in Mumba district have been rescued alive. The miners were trapped underground on May 3, 2026. Mines Permanent Secretary Apenga Kaveta confirmed the rescue of the miners today. Dr. Kaveta said unconfirmed reports suggest that the three other miners could still be underground, adding that investigations are continuing. He said that the rescued miners in a stable condition and undergoing medical examination at Mumba District Hospital. Dr. Kaveta said that the government is pleased that the rescue mission was successful and thanked the community and rescue teams for their support during the operation. Matala Gold Mine has been non-operational for more than 2 years. Texil American University has signed a memorandum of understanding MOU with the Zambia Dental Association and the Economic Association of Zambia in a move aimed at strengthening collaboration between academia and professional bodies for the advancement of education, research, innovation and professional development. The signing ceremony held at the university campus in Lusaka brought together university management, representatives from the two associations and invited guests. Speaking during the ceremony, TAU's Deputy Vice Chancellor Dr. Bala Murugani Eswarani described the partnership as an important milestone in the university's continued efforts to bridge the gap between academic learning and the industry practice. He stated that the MOUs could create opportunities for collaborative research, professional training, student mentorship, internship, conferences and knowledge sharing initiatives that would benefit both students and professionals.
It's both an honor and privilege to stand before you on this important occasion, making the signing of Memorandum of Understanding between Economics Association of Zambia and Zambia Dental Association. Today's partnership signifies more than just a formal agreement. It represents a shared vision for national development through interdisciplinary collaboration. At first glance, economics and dentistry may appear to belong to different professional domains. However, we look deeper, we realize that both sectors are fundamentally committed to improving the quality for the life of people of Zambia.
Speaking on behalf of the Zambia Dental Association, President Dr. Gabriel Mpundu commended TAUS for its commitment to quality education and professional collaboration.
In today's rapidly evolving healthcare environment, continuous education is no longer optional. It is essential. It is essential. Our healthcare professionals must be equipped not only with clinical expertise, but also with leadership, management, research, and public health competences that enable them to respond effectively to the growing demands of our healthcare system. This MOU, therefore, comes at an opportune time. Beyond the financial support being offered, we are equally encouraged by Texila University's commitment to mentorship and research support for the Zambia Dental Association members. Research and mentorship are critical pillars to building a strong and innovative medical profession.
Meanwhile, National Secretary for the Economic Association of Zambia, Dr. Nicholas Mainza, said that the collaboration will help promote economic literacy, research and policy dialogue among our students and professionals.
Sure, madam. It was asking for that. It took some time. We've been discussing, chatting, but at the end of the day, there's that thing that they always use that now we are beginning to see some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's a pleasure that actually we've been invited to come and put to an end the negotiations that we've had in terms of trying to find the common denomination on how we are going to, you know, to tie our relationship. Allow me then to stress that Economic Association of Zambia is premised on the foundation that we are a non-partisan institution, and we are very firm in areas of providing independent advisory.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, is projecting confidence ahead of the elections, while also managing internal dissent over candidate selections. Deputy Media Director Sakwindi Situla says that the party is in a very competitive position and has become a center of attraction with everybody wanting to be a candidate. However, the party is facing internal pushback in some parts of the southern, northern, Lusaka and northwestern province. Here is more in our election watch from Rebecca Lungudaka.
Parliamentary adoption, a process by which a political party formally selects and endorses a candidate to present it in a parliamentary election, has created confusion in the United Party for National Development, UPND, with some protests reported in southern Lusaka, northern and northwestern provinces. In Lusaka's Kanyama constituency, some core supporters protested against the nomination of Cleopatra Amombam. In Wingu District, Rasenshi constituency, members led by Chairperson Frederick Kapili have rejected the adoption of Taulo Chewe, who they say recently defected from the Patriotic Front. The members say Mr. Chewe's adoption does not reflect the choice of Luasenshi residents and could weaken UPND's chances of holding the seat. They are calling on the party's National Management Committee to instead adopt Innocent Kolala, whom they describe as popular and preferred on the ground.